Notice! Notice! This midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
Illuminauts, and welcome.
I'm having a Halloween candy right now.
Candy? That It sounds like your AI. What do you mean?
Butterscotch. I don't know. Is that a Halloween candy?
That's like an old man candy. That's not a Halloween
candy. I'm having an old man candy right now.
That is like, if I got that in, and it wasn't like 1963, I would be like, here, Dad.
But you don't like a good butterscotch?
Come no, I now. Like them. I like them. Of course I like them. But they
now, if you pulled out a root beer candy or one of those ones that looks like a strawberry package, I'd be like, who are you?
That's just what you get when you get the check.
Yeah.
That's, right. Like, that's not even a candy. That's almost like a a service. I don't even know what that is. I got a story for you guys.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's from Our Paranormal from earlier today. And I got it because I know Mathis loves vampires. And the title is just... so good. It's Successful Newt is the name of this user, and which is like such a Reddit screen name. And it's called "I Might Have Met a Vampire When I Was a Kid, and I Still Remember Her Scent."
Dude, yes. There were many life paths I could have taken as I was growing up, and I feel like being in that position where this person is writing this Reddit post could have been one of my many life paths.
This is, I think you still are on the path that started from this encounter, but that like this didn't even happen to you. I don't even know what you'd probably be dead.
Happened to me is a real great question.
You'd probably be like the kiss of the vampire, like Nicolas Cage. Anyway, that's a movie we should watch on fucking.
Yo, that movie's wild.
I've never seen it. So.
Take this with a pound of salt. I understand this is crazy and probably my brain doing weird shit. So yes, I know this probably all means nothing, but this has been in my brain for so long. I have to get it out. When I, now an 18-year-old female, was in second grade, I rode the bus to and from school with my older brother, and no particular memories stand out, but a few related to this girl, Tina. Since my brother is a couple years older than me, he sat towards the back of the bus while I sat in the middle, and a couple random people would sit next to me in the morning towards the beginning of the year until people found the person they wanted to sit next to for the whole year. One day, this girl I had never seen before sat next to me, and this weird smell overwhelmed me. It was like this stale smell that didn't smell bad, but also smelled old and musty. Sorry, I literally can't explain it because I only recognize it when I smell it. So,
like a grandma's house?
I guess. I mean, I'm not her, but that's what I lead it to. That's what it sounds like to me. Like an old man's shirt. So Tina was a few grades above me. But other than that, nothing stood out about her. She looked like every other kid in the school. The only off thing was the way she smelled, because it was something I'd never smelled before in my then 6 years of life. I don't remember how we became friends, but we did. And after like a week of knowing each other, she told me on a Monday she had a secret she had to tell me the following Tuesday. I was hyped for a week waiting.
And when a childlike thing to do. I have a secret to tell you in a week from a day from now.
Yeah. I was hyped for a week waiting. And when the day finally came, she told me she was a vampire. Now, at 6 years old, I did know what a vampire was and that they were not real and only in cartoons like Brace Yourselves, Adventure Time, lol, second grade, by the way. So when she said So when she said this, I knew she was lying and was just confused. But when I told her I didn't believe her, she said she'd prove it to me. And this is something I'll never forget because I remember it so vividly. She told me that vampires grant wishes, which was something that I had never heard about vampires, so I didn't believe that either. But she insisted and said that if I wished to become a vampire, she would make me one, and that proved she was a vampire. So
that's... wait a minute. First of all...
these are kids.
What about any other wish would be a good idea than that one? That would be not the way to go.
Right. So since I didn't believe her, I agreed and wished I was a vampire, and she snapped her fingers and told me to look in the bus driver's front mirror And since I was sitting on the outside towards the aisle, I leaned out and saw nothing in the mirror. I started freaking out. And I'm telling you, I don't know if that girl was a magician or what the fuck happened, but I was not in that mirror. So I start freaking the fuck out and she calms me down and tells me to wish not to be a vampire. And I do. And my reflection was back in the mirror. After
I'm
that,
trying to think of what Vampire Clan and Vampire the Masquerade can do this
also,
shit.
Also, what time of the day was this?
Mirror vampires.
They, it's like morning, I'm assuming, as they're riding
the
bus.
Yeah, it has to be morning. Yeah. On the way to
she
school.
She goes to school. Son. Clearly, yeah. this vampire operates by
their own. This is like Twilight vampires then.
This is their own unique rules. Wish granting daytime vampires sounds nothing like
well, you see, Vampire Sparkle.
Well, you see, these are real, not fictional vampires.
Right, my bad.
Yeah. Fuck, you got
After
me.
That, I
She was
her.
Eating a dish of spaghetti with extra garlic.
She was eating bulldog ramen. After that, I believed her and started picking up on the other details. For one, she didn't have fangs. She had those lucky teeth that Kirsten Dunst has where the canines aren't sharp but stick out from the front, which gave her a lisp. She also didn't ride the bus in the afternoon unless it was raining / sun wasn't out, LMAO. And I mean that with no exaggeration, she never rode the bus on a sunny day. She was committed to the bit. The last thing that became an occurrence was that she would regularly remind me not to tell anybody she was a vampire or she'd wish I never existed. This didn't really scare me, but it was kind of off-putting, like, okay, girl, I won't. Something I want to mention, but low-key doesn't matter, is she accused a guy in my grade named Kevin of being a werewolf. Like, sure, I guess, girl. So about a week after the wish thing, she told me that I could get one wish every Tuesday. I wish I could tell y'all what I wish for, but if I remember correctly, I would tell her I couldn't think of a wish every time for some reason. I don't know why. I just remember being like, I don't know, let me think. And then the next day, I'd have a wish, and she'd be like, girl, it's Wednesday, so no. I never got bad vibes from her or anything either. It felt like I was the only one who knew her generally, since no one else talked to her on the bus, and we were in different grades, fifth and second. I never saw her once we stepped off the bus. Generally, for a long time after all this stopped, I figured this was a young girl who had seen Twilight and was obsessed because at this point, second graders were after Twilight. In this time period that this story takes
place.
Oh,
man, dude. Oh, man, dude. I was working at Uno's as a waiter when the first Twilight book ever came out, when all the waitresses were fucking, servers were all fucking reading it. And I was like, is it a book about vampires? I want to read what this is about. And I'm like, I don't want to read this.
So the movie was from 2008, right?
Yeah.
So that was like 17 years ago, right? So that's like, Yeah.
Why would you? How dare you?
So that's like about right. I'm just saying. Chronologically.
How dare you,
sir? When you said
the
vampires like from Adventure Time, immediately I was like,
I am still a spry, young 29-year-old. I think my young is 29.
Yeah,
fuck this.
Yeah, you're
fucked,
dude.
Me too, dude.
My young is 29.
You're 29, dude. Was that 2013?
I didn't even try to do 19.
Did you accidentally
like 25
go back to 2013?
29 is where I thought I could pull that off. That's crazy.
Didn't you see that somebody on the subreddit made a subreddit that's in 2013, and then it's like The Last of Us. What a great game! What are we gonna do after Breaking Bad?
That's awesome. That's so good.
Somebody posted it in the Chiluminati.
That's
awesome.
That's great.
Okay, what the fuck am I talking about? Generally for a long time after all this stopped, I figured this was a young girl who had seen Twilight and was obsessed. But then I remember what happened the last time I saw her. The last time I saw her was a Tuesday, and instead of granting me a wish, she told me that there was a monster party happening that night, and she wanted me to sneak out of my house and come. I was intrigued, but didn't really comment, just went, okay, sure. I asked her where it was, and she said it'd come to me in a dream because that's how vampires kept secrets, and I just kind of forgot about the whole thing once I got off the bus, since I had no intention of going anyway, since I was like 5 years old, LMAO. Anyways, after forgetting about it all day, when I went to sleep that night, I had a crazy ass dream. I dreamed I was at a party and there were many stereotypical monsters there. They weren't exaggerated to be scary. They
like a monster mash?
Yeah, they looked like their 1900 movies counterparts as I walked through the room.
So, did Dracula bring his son? Oh my God, this is awesome.
So it just looked like a bunch of monsters drinking from red cups like I saw on TV. As I walked through, I saw a vampire who looked like Dracula, pale skin, widow's peak, long fangs, cloak, As I walked through to reach him, I noticed there was a big-ass hole in the middle of the floor that looked like a cliff behind him. When I got voiced to him, he
Adam
said
Sandler?
Something to me.
Was it voiced by Adam Sandler? I don't know.
I'll try. I haven't seen the movie. When I got to him, he said something to me that I remembered for a long time but recently forgot. It was nothing scary, though, just a remark like, oh, you made it, or something along those lines.
Perfect.
As we were talking, he moved in a way that I followed to hear what he was saying, not realizing that he was turning me around so that the cliff was now next to me. At some point, I ended up slipping and holding onto the cliff with both hands, begging for him to let me up, and he just stood there for a bit. There was no urgency in the dream at all for me asking for help to him not moving to help. It all felt very calm. Eventually, he bent down and started to lift my fingers up so that I wasn't gripping the cliff until eventually I fell to my death.
Mufasa style, dude.
Yeah. Now, the way my dreams work is that they play out like a movie, so they're not in first person. And while I never see my own face, I see various perspectives. So when I fell, it was as if a camera watched me go down and hit the ground. The dream didn't end when I hit the ground either. It kind of stayed, and I saw myself on the ground dead. It was so surreal to think about because it was so randomly graphic, and nothing surrounding my interactions with her before that ever gave me anything sinister, besides her last interaction with me leading up to the dream. After that night, I never saw her again, and weirdly, it took a couple years to realize her connection to my dream. That smell has never left me, and neither has that dream, since I never remember my dreams and can only recount like 5 I've ever had. I occasionally get reminded of this whole thing when I meet someone who smells like her, which maybe has been 4 times since. Overall, she probably wasn't a vampire, but between the bus mirror thing that actually did happen, and I can't refute, and that crazy-ass dream, I don't know. I know the mind can make up crazy shit, but I remember everything down to a T, like I really don't know what to say. I'm not religious and have a difficult relationship with paranormal stuff and whether I believe in it or not, but that's probably something I'll post about later. Asterisk, I've never posted anything on Reddit before, so I'm just going to make some notes now so nothing gets confused.
Thanks for posting for us.
here's some notes. 1. This all happened in a span of 2 to 3 months, and for the first couple weeks, we didn't really talk or anything because I thought she was a cool fifth grader who wouldn't want to talk to me. 2. I never told anyone until I was in sixth grade because even though I barely believed her, I didn't want to take that chance. Lol. Plus, she specifically told me not to tell my grandma, which was weird because I never mentioned her, but my grandma is crazy religious and freaked out when I eventually did tell her. 3. I unfortunately forgot her name. Shake my head. It did start with a T, but it wasn't Tina. I do remember exactly what she looked like, though. 4. When I turned invisible, I tried to look in that mirror at all angles to make sure I wasn't tripping to the point where I was almost sitting in the aisle and didn't see myself. But when she turned me back, I saw myself no problem. That's all. Thanks for reading. It's crazy I'm in college now and still think about this from 12 years ago. LMAO, it was only 12 years ago.
So crazy.
LMAO.
So crazy.
Time isn't real. It's okay. Time isn't real. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
That's time weird, is very though. Real. It's affecting me every day, man.
No, I refuse.
Also, you know what is real? The Monster Mash. Party attendees included the Wolfman, Dracula and his son, the Mummy, Frankenstein's monster, zombies, ghouls, an invisible man, a blob, and witches. Oh, hell yeah. And it had music groups like Coffin Bangers and the Crypt Kicker 5. Shout out
Coffin
to
Coffin Bangers
and the Monster Mash. Something.
Hell yes.
It was Dude,
should I make an official version of my all novelty song Halloween playlist that I made?
Yes, please.
I would love that.
It's like 90 minutes of all Halloween novelty songs.
Love it.
I will. They all like are about Halloween. Every
he
song.
Did the
there.
Mash.
Yeah.
Was a I'll, monster mash.
Yeah, it's all deep cuts too. As long as Spotify doesn't suck ass, I'll make that. Because Apple Music is what I use.
Spotify,
and Spotify just doesn't have the goods.
Alex, why don't you take
Alex
away.
Just went. Are you okay, Matthew?
Jesse,
are you all right? Are you doing
buddy?
I did
okay.
The one about the vampire. Remember?
Oh, yeah, right. it just happened. Fuck, or were you what? So taken by my Monster Mash that you lost time?
I did.
Which, as we know,
I was
has
listening to an article written by my equal host.
Jesse, go.
Okay, so this past week we saw something totally not at all a chilling vision of things to come over on YouTube. So a Chinese robotics company has Hey, y'all, we getting close to seeing some sex bots. I'm convinced of it. But they say it's for less sexy purposes, but you know what this
like
is.
Like what?
So, a head form, the company behind this new, very interesting video, and I'm going to send you the link right now, says this is the real deal. It is 100% happening. And this is a lifelike animatronic head.
Oh no.
That is going to be on their robots that they are creating. This is the M1 head only version in this video.
It looks like a PS5 game.
And admittedly,
yeah, it does.
It's not like it's not perfect, but it is getting closer in a way that is disturbing.
I'd see like her a little in Red Dead Redemption too.
Legitimately, it looks like a CG character in real life. Like whatever they're using to make it, it doesn't look real. Like her skin is too perfect,
right? And the design and some of the skin of her has face, like you can see imperfections.
Why
in the
are
skin.
They playing an instrument like a guitar only version of running up that hill?
The sound in the background.
It's running up the hill.
Absolutely sounds like a scene from Stranger Things.
It is. It's running up that hill. It's that fucking song. Listen to it. That's what it is.
It's real weird.
It's really creepy. She looks like a 3D printed high polygon model.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. I mean, like, again, yeah, that sort of nose, lips vibe, it doesn't look real. It looks like if you were going to kiss it, it'd be plasticky. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem real, like a person. But with that said, this is, remember the last time they released, like, people put out that face and were like, bop, 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 and it looked terrifying? That was only a few years ago. We are steamrolling ahead. I must stress, if you want to know where we kind of stand with this tech and AI and stuff, on Monday on The Daily Show, the guest was a dude talking about the future of AI and how we really need to start regulating it now because we didn't really think about social media and that turned out insane. And AI is moving rapidly.
Way worse.
And that's going to be insane too.
Well, that'll bring me my topic then for the day then because, Sora 2 is out. And I got access to it. It is an invite-only thing, which is stupid. But if you don't know what Sora 2 is, it's OpenAI's video thing. It sucks in every conceivable way. It is the worst thing in the world, and it is an app first and foremost. It is. I don't know if you've seen it, gentlemen. It is a TikTok app.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
And it is.
Wait, what do you mean?
Okay, so I'll show you like the top.
It's like all AI TikTok.
Yes. Correct. So you see that little cloud guy right here? That's it, right there. You click it open, and the first thing, boom, you scroll.
It's just AI TikTok, yeah.
It's AI slop, AI slop, AI slop.
That's what is? You just scrolled past one that was Martin Luther King Jr., and I don't like that one bit.
It's oops, all slop. Yeah, what it is.
Just, here. So I'll restart this stupid thing.
I have a dream that our content will not violate Sora's policies.
Did you hear what he said? It was my mic too.
Something
about foreign policy?
No, about Sora's policy. I'll bring the gate down. Just the gate is too high. There we go. So we'll just do
I have a dream that our content will not violate Sora's policies.
Yeah, no, that sucks. I hate that.
Yep. And that's all it is. And what the other shitty part about it is, like, obviously it's pretty realistic looking for the most part for most things that it can do. And it's really got physics of hair and like normal shit kind of down. Yeah. But the thing that's very insidious about it is it has something called cameos. And the idea is like, you can put yourself in anything you want. You just need to scan your face in the process to scan your face.
Now they have your face.
And it's the exact same thing as the Google iPhone face thing. It's all they need is you to look up, straight and to the left, and then out loud you say three different double-digit numbers that they put on screen, like 34, 46, whatever. Then that's it. That's all they have. And then I've made a few privately just to share with you boys that like
they're terrifying. They're not good. Like those.
Yeah, they're not good. It's
luckily
thing.
you have the choice not to post them and whatever. But it's AI slop TikTok. That's what they're doing, and that just screams to me immediately. Clearly, what their goals are is just make money.
Yeah. That's absolutely what it is. It is all about the intentionality of AI right now is damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. I don't care what we hurt. This whole thing where I don't know how real it is, but there's this company that keeps producing articles about the fact that they have an AI actor, and it's this woman they're trying to promote. It seems a lot like the companies pushing the articles rather than people actually caring. Absolutely. But with that said, a lot of actors are now like, stop this. That's not an actor. That is faces of people you've stolen and compiled and made into a thing. How dare you?
There's more artwork behind fucking Hatsune Miku as a Vocaloid performer, as an artistic creation, than an AI
that's like CG,
slopping
basically.
Together stolen things to create this amalgam of stolen persons. Yeah. And then I'm guaranteeing it's like that thing is being puppeted by the creators mostly anyway, I'm sure. Like
no matter, I mean, like you see now there are people posting on TikTok videos of them, like a dude, but then he turns on a filter and now it's him moving as a young woman. And I'm like, nah, this is dangerous. This is not cool. Yep. This isn't good.
It's in Sora, what I like, it's horrifying. It's not worth, like, it's nothing good on that. I've probably put, at most cumulatively, I've probably spent like an hour on the app just like looking at content over the past 4 days. Because the first day I was on it, it was copyright shit everywhere. Like SpongeBob, Scooby-Doo. That's all you would get.
Oh, you're seeing a lot of it where it's like SpongeBob getting arrested.
Yep. What was uncanny about it? It was able to do shit like Rick and Morty and South Park. I would not have been able to tell the difference if someone said this was a clip from Rick and Morty, because I've never seen the full show. It was doing tonality of voice correctly, adding burps, all that other shit. And that shit was gone within 48 hours of me even having access to it. And now it's like a bunch of Martin Luther King and then a lot of Stephen Hawking doing like 360s and the X Games in the 90s. And like, that's pretty much the extent of it beyond that. Nobody's putting like the actual face out there. It's insane. Nobody, it's trash. This is shit. Nobody wants this. Like, that's where AI is going right now. And the fucking shit part is like, it's so good at mimicking real looking people now.
Yeah.
That within 6 months, like all the kinks that'll be worked out, it's going to be like, how are you ever going to be able to fucking tell?
Well, what about like all these movie studios that are like suing everyone?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think the IP shit is going to be the thing that gets locked behind a vault. But misinformation campaigns from politicians and shit, I think like that's going to be the real
danger. It's already being used right now.
I know. Oh, I know.
They're going to have to, like, at some point, that's going to get so bad that they're going to have to clamp down on it. Like, at some point, that's going to ruin, like, something really bad is going to happen. Like, already, it makes it hard. Like, if you watch AI content all the time, which is like, what are you fucking doing?
What are you doing? There's nothing, but there's no humanity behind it.
I genuinely look down on you if you just consume AI content all the time. Genuinely. And I without remorse. And I just, if that's all you're doing, you're going to start to be unable to exist. You're not going to be able to socialize yourself. You're going to not understand how to communicate with people anymore.
Because the goals of this company is to like, these companies are to like, get to a point where you can individually be fed something curated for you by an AI just based on the algorithm. And then
that's literally the, years ago, we talked about the fact that companies that are working in the movie industry were like, what if we make movies that cater specifically to one person? Like, that's from years. They want this.
Yeah, that sucks.
Crazy.
That sucks because that defeats the purpose of art, man.
There is no culture anymore.
Yeah, it's absolutely no culture. It's absolutely not cinema. It's absolutely not.
No, it's no. It's you're not
like, you can't get what you get out of a good story. Even like a pulpy good story, like with twists and turns, like a soap opera. Like, you can't fake that.
No,
like I don't know.
I don't like you. And the other thing too is like, as far as like the scary like misinformation, it can do body cam footage really well and really believably. And how quickly that can be used against other people of like, look at this person getting arrested for whatever reason.
The damage will be done so fast.
Yeah.
And I just think like,
but if also if like this is where we're going, then have we plateaued on like the usefulness of AI? Like, where's like the AI that's supposed to be super geniuses? Instead, we're just like, let's feed like slop. Let's just AI
slop
last
week,
the world.
Well, last week you were saying we just got quantum computing to silicon.
That I'm so afraid when we decide to put an AI on a quantum chip. Like, I am terrified of.
There is absolutely nothing.
Then it'll be smarter than anything in the universe.
I must stress this to you guys. Like, this is an overgeneralization, but the area of LA I live in has a lot of like AI tech bros moving to it. And I interact with them on a near daily basis. And I must stress,
crypto too.
They have the attitude of like, get mine.
Yeah.
Yep. That's crypto it. Too. Everything's a scam now.
It is not about like, I care what this is going to do to the world.
Yeah, I know.
It's like they think they're going to make enough money to move to the moon.
It's a shame.
Realizing that money only has value when there's a society there that's to like enforce that value.
It is super, super creepy. And I mean, that's when everyone's looking out for themselves. That's
everybody needs pure cynicism.
Everybody needs to go meditate instead of going to AI. Stop going to fucking AI. Go do something else. Please, God.
All-Star Superman.
Look, I'm letting you know right now, the reason why everyone's excited, the reason why there's a sizable portion of the population who's like, yeah, AI. Y'all, it's all porn related. I'm letting you know right now. If I don't have to interact with a girl.
And even if it's not porn related.
But it is.
But like directly, like let's talk about all the people out there who see a titty and like, tell you that you're going to hell. Like, this is porn for them. This is like,
yes,
you
yes.
can be like, I just want to see like three little bunnies going down the lane, and then you can just make it, and then you don't have to like go risk seeing the Simpsons make you think about religion for 2 seconds. You can just watch the little bunnies go down the lane.
No, you literally
nobody
yeah,
even
literally,
has to make it for you.
You get to custom make your own echo chamber of your own yeah. bullshit.
It's not even an echo chamber. It's just like a private masturbatorium.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
It's like a brain masturbatorium. It has no creative value.
No, because there is value in AI and stuff like the medical field of like being able to like pick up on patterns and the useful stuff of saving people's lives.
There's plenty of real use, but we're not using it for that.
No, that's not where any of this is going. And it's so stupid. Sora 2, the fact that it's an app first and like a TikTok slop AI version of it is, it's like screams what they're trying to do.
It's also dudes who don't want to deal with women can get a girlfriend that will unabashedly, I'm telling you, that's what it is. People who are like, I don't see women as a thing. Or as a person, I see women as a thing, and an easy thing to do is a thing that I own and control. I'm telling you that's where we're headed.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it's just abandoning art as a thing. Like, people are just like, we don't need to think about things anymore.
That's exactly it. That sucks. And that's like, man, if anything, I hope Chiluminati makes you people who listen think a little bit. Even if it's because you disagree with everything we say. I hope it drives you to go read a little bit more.
It's I don't think
our audience is like AI slop audience, obviously. No,
I think there's a high reading level for Chiluminati in general, even just to be interested in stuff like this. Like I think there's like you have to be kind of like romantically interested in the macabre a little bit. You have to be little bit skeptical to be interested in our show.
100%.
But I do want to say that all the stupid shit that we've said on here, all the like guys that have come after us for saying stuff that they disagree with, like the content of it.
Oh, it happens all the time.
I get more blowback from people who don't like to think about what's being said to them.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%. That's usually what it is most
like
of the time.
If I do anything besides lay out information, that is when I get the most blowback, more than if I say Christianity isn't real or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy how anti like engagement with the text the average person is. And that's not a slight on anyone. It's just as a person who hears a lot about what people who watch their shit think about them across all channels, the one thing that people vocalize, people who love you are, they're like, don't make me think, or at least that's my experience because of what type of stuff I put out there.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think all of us,
I also don't have a lot of money. So that's like, you know, maybe those are related. I don't know.
Yeah. It's crazy. AI is just such a weird, scary place and all the value that could be there just isn't. But like we talked about last week with the quantum chip and stuff, we are walking into an unknowable territory. We're gonna live through it, and I'm so fucking curious in a morbid way of like what is the next 10 years look like.
This is happening like 5 years ago. People were like, no AI, please no AI. We got AI now people are like, please regulate,
and there's no regulations.
This is what we're going to have. AI shit, it's gonna happen. You need to just brace yourself to have to look at something when you see something online rather than be like, whoa, that's neat, pause.
Yeah.
What is this real? Think about it before you post angrily or you send it to friends. Like, take a moment and think, is this a real thing?
And like, if for human creators of all kinds, is going to get more difficult out there for them. So if you love a creator, just like subscribe, not to their Patreon or anything, but throw them a like, throw them, like, let them know that you like their shit, or just like share it around, because that's going to become more and more important as AI slop begins to dominate.
Oh,
you
know, yes.
Right now, Sora can do 15 seconds of coherent video at max if you subscribe to the pro, which is $200 a month, mind you. It's absurd.
15 seconds of coherent video. The way you said that is very 15, funny, but I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah,
that
you know,
it's
exactly
like,
what I mean. Right. Yeah. Exactly. 15 seconds is all it can do. But we are, I would say, a year away before we can start looking at minutes long. And then, what, another 2 years before we can start looking at multiple,
remember,
like, double digits?
Remember where we were when Will Smith was eating spaghetti like a crazed monster? And now it just looks like Will Smith eating spaghetti.
Yeah,
he can eat so much spaghetti and he doesn't even get fat now. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So just, keep we'll try to... Yeah.
Stay interested in shit that makes you think, makes you work. Use your free time to grow as a person. Have a good life. Live a fulfilling life. You can actually step out of the machine and be your own enlightened wizard-like person if you just work at it a little bit. It doesn't take that much. You can do it for free.
Do we all forget the lesson of the Matrix?
Yeah. Steal all the shit you need to read to become cultured. Be cultured. It's better, and you will not get tricked, and you will see the Matrix. You will actually step outside of the system, and you will see it from the outside like an invisible. You will
cue
really
Rage
do
Against
it.
The Machine. Let's go.
And on that, everybody, thank you all so
weird,
much.
Weird, vaguely Asian, like, end credits version of my suit for 1 second with the tiny glasses as I fly.
As you fly off. Right up to camera and
CG
right
version
by
of
it.
Me flies past.
Yeah! You hang up the wired corded phone.
That's talking to the audience.
Yeah.
I wanted that slide out pop out cell phone so fucking bad as a kid. It was unbearable. I wanted it so
I wanted
bad.
The Morpheus glasses.
Of course. The ones that just stay on.
Yeah, you just snap to your nose.
I wanted to try the gruel.
Oh, God. Thank you all so much for supporting us here at patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. We'll be back next week with a brand new minisode. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.